Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have a special podcast with my nephew George, a listening party. It's his third album called Money, Charm, and Good Looks. So George, do you want to explain a little bit what a listening party is and what the concept of your artwork and album is?
Well, first off, thank you so much for bringing me on here. It's a tremendous platform and I'm glad to have the audience. And to those who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. This album is the whole concept with it, I see it as a 30-minute gospel message titled Money, Charm, and Good Looks. And the title comes from a lyric in the first song, but it's really in a rewording of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And those are things, our money, our charm, and our good looks are things that we put our trust in that cannot save us. It's false security. And if you look at that little goldfish in the blender with his crown, he's putting a lot of faith and trust in that blender, and he's a very proud ruler of something that can, one push of a button, completely spin his world upside down. And I find that we can be like that, putting our trust in things that can tear us apart. And there's an old saying, I guess, or myth, I don't know what it is, but the goldfish grow only so big as the water that they're in. And in that blender, he's safe, he thinks, and he's breathing, he's living, but his growth is completely stifled based off what he's put his trust in. And the goal with this album would be to get your focus off the things that we think can save us and ultimately point to Jesus. And explain, there's a song on here that says, Jesus is the way. There's a song called Jesus Loves You. There's a song called God So Loved the World. This is a gospel message packed into a 8-track gospel album. And it starts with the first song titled The Watch, which, as we listen to it, is a heartbreaking song that I had to contrast with kind of a familiar feeling, upbeat tempo. And the whole idea with this song is to present the listener with the reality is of a life outside of Christ. So I pray as we get into this listening party, starting with the watch, that these words would resonate with you as you hear it.
And here comes the watch.
In the back row, late again as usual, looking at his watch every minute. He came for many reasons, none of them were Jesus. He walked out the same way he came in. Saved his time for grace ran out. So we cried out for mercy, but it was too late. Lord, Lord, he said, with nothing to cling to. Then the Lord spoke these words, sealing his fate. Depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, I never knew you.
Well, that was Chillin', George. A beautiful song, and I love the beat.
It's a tragedy, but the good news is we're not going to have to face that if we trust in Jesus. But
I'm sorry.
No, a little bit of a spoiler, but when I wrote that, there was always a Jack Chick track called "This Was Your Life" that stuck with me, and I read it when I was young, and it showed a man who had everything, and yet he had nothing. And the title, The Watch, it's all about time. And I thought it was an interesting juxtaposition, if that's the word, that when he died, the watch kept ticking. So, like, even though his time was up, the thing that he was so distracted by and carried away with went on without him. But when he was standing before God, the title of the album, Money, Charm, and Good Looks, that's the theme of it, none of that saves us. And as we listen to this, we're not going to leave them stranded at Depart From Me, I Never Knew You.
Yeah.
The next few songs are going to be the way out. So if we want to play the second song, it'll sound very familiar to your Crosstalk listeners.
Yeah. That's an original song that George loaned us.
Yes, that's right. And I think you guys will really enjoy it. So this song's called God So Loved the World.
Without further ado, God So Loved the World.
Stand, and the wages of sin is death, my friend.
Beautiful song, George.
Some good news, isn't it? No, that, good news. That one there, I always, my thing is I love Christian music and I love church music, but I always struggled to find upbeat songs. And I think it's a common worship leader's problem. A lot of the songs are always slower. So the point of this album mostly was, well, then I'll write a few. And I had wrote on my guitar years ago, I heard that the word enthusiasm, to do something with enthusiasm, the root word of enthusiasm is theos, which is God in Greek. And it's doing something with the power of God inside you, the Spirit of God within you, is where the word enthusiasm comes from. And I wanted to give it my best shot. I've been 5 years without an album, and I've really took my time. But the idea was to write songs that is pure scripture. And if you actually listen Amen. To the words in that last one, it's it packs a punch theologically.
Amen.
It's got the whole gospel in it. And this next song is called Jesus Loves You. So we got God so loved the world, and Jesus loves you. And the point of this is to not just take that good news gospel, but show you how much he really does love you. So if you want to play it, I pray this one would minister to you.
Have you heard the story about a man named Jesus Christ? He came to seek and save the lost from death to life. Walking down the dusty roads of Galilee, the Son of God fulfilling prophecy. Jesus loves you, yes, he really does. He'll wash away your sin with his precious blood. Come now. Some bread and fish. Healed the lame, and he gave the blind their sight. Oh, he could speak a word and raise the dead to life. Whoa, whoa, Jesus loves you. Yes, he really does.
that song has it all. You get saved, you get healed, you get delivered. It's the whole ball of wax.
And the thing with that one is I always liked them revival songs mm-hmm. I grew up listening to. And having played a lot of them, and the last few years, I started kind of getting into some music theory and overcomplicating things. But I tried to dissect them old songs and figure out what made them tick. Mm-hmm. And it was just a rock and roll song with Christian lyrics. But that's the kind of music I like. And what better song to write than telling someone that Jesus loves them?
Amen.
And it has the whole, again, the whole
hope
message in it, 100%. And it talks about how Jesus healed the lame, gave the blind their sight, how he can speak a word and raise the dead to life. And
that's it.
And if people can just get a hold of that, I think you could really see something change. The next song is called Jesus is the Way. And when we're done, I'll talk about it, but it has one of my favorite lyrics I've ever written in the second verse. So I pray this blesses you.
Well, here comes Jesus is the Way. Song, George. I love it.
Praise God. Psalms 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. In that second verse, it talks about how you'll be like a tree by the river whose leaves will never wither. Jesus is the way.
And,
and the thing with that is there's people who can have a lot of questions and a lot of things, but Jesus is forgiveness, he's grace, he's love, he's mercy, he's healing, he's all them answers. And whatever you're searching for, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing and forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. And I tried saying as much as I could in 3 minutes as I to pack it in. But and it's very, very simple. All that message that we've heard, this next song is called Just Believe.
Just Believe. So we're going to get to that. And I have to tell you, the Holy Spirit was all over me during that song. I've never had a listening party before, and it's something else. Here we go.
A baby born to a virgin 2,000 years ago came into this world to save your soul. A sinless life crucified and to seek and save that which was lost, and redeem them with his blood shed on the cross, to deliver the captives, to heal the sick and lame. Whoever calls upon him shall be saved. Oh, just believe. Repent and make it right. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Oh, just believe and receive life eternally, free indeed. Oh, just believe. Just believe and receive life eternally, free indeed. Oh, just believe.
Just believe.
I had a friend of mine I was talking to. Without naming names, but he told me he would call it evangelistic songwriting. Okay. Like we was trying to figure out what kind of songwriting it was. And that whole song is the – I played it right before Christmas at an offering here. And it talks about the birth of Christ, his ministry, his death, burial, resurrection, and his return. And – that's the full gospel in a song, and the next song is called home. And it's a song I wrote about, no joke, I think 10 or 11 years ago. And as long as the song is how fast it came to me, which I know 100% it was from God.
Yes, amen.
And without spoiling it, I think people will get it, but Luke 15 talks about the story of the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. And my friend Ham Grant, I sent the song to him, and he recorded it back east and done the second verse. But after the watch, the tragedy of that story, then you listen to God so loved the world, Jesus loves you, Jesus is the way, just believe. This sixth song, Home, is kind of our call, my call to be to repentance. And it's like the sinner's prayer of the album, and that was kind of the thought behind it. And just listen to it, and I pray it blesses you. I've had a few people. My favorite song of the album was the last one you just heard, but the few people I've shown it to really enjoyed this next song.
Well, here we go, and we're going to hear Home.
Tired and hungry, worn and weary, brokenhearted and alone. I had it all and I lost it all. I just want to go home. How could a father ever love me? After all I've done, would he still hold me? Or would he disown me? Would he still call me his son? Sleepless nights in constant worry, thinking about you on your own. Son, where have you gone to? Your father wants you. Child, it's time to come on. Never know how much I love you. No matter how far you have run, I long to hold you, love and adore you. I'm still your father and you're my son.
Wow. I love them all, but that does have something that touches all our hearts. 100%. We can always come home.
100%. It's a father's love for his son. I have two daughters, but
same love.
Yeah. Well, it's to the person who's furthest from God, at their bottom, the prodigal son, it says he come to himself. And my prayer that through this album, that you don't end up like the first song, and that you could wake up, see the mess that you're in, and come to Jesus. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. God, Jesus, loves you with an unfathomable love. He bankrupted heaven for you. And my prayer is that whoever listens to this, or if you're already saved and you're listening, share this with somebody, because the message is the gospel. It's every song is just scripture through and through. And the vision for it is if just one person gets touched through this, it was entirely worth it. But all I can say is come home, and that Jesus loves you. Yes, he really does. The next song is called But If Not, and it's written from the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the King Nebuchadnezzar had built the big idols and all that, and he commanded Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow before them, the idols to Baal. And they said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And the idea behind it is whatever your situation might be, the focus needs to be on Christ and the solid rock. And no matter what the outcome may be, you need to have but if not faith. If the prayer doesn't go the way you want it to, if the answer you get isn't what you're expecting, and but if not, we're not going to bow to the world. We're not going to turn to the things of Baal, so to say. But if not, we're still believing in God. Amen?
Amen. So with that, we're going to hear But If Not.
Everybody watched, steadfast and unshaken, as the king asked, where's your God? They knew that God was able to deliver on the spot. The king could not believe it when they answered, but if not, but if not, we still believe, but if not, the solid rock, the fourth man in the fire to deliver. But if not, but if not, we still believe. But if not, we won't break. But if not, God is still the name. worth man in the fire to deliver. But if not, we still believe. But if not, we won't break. But if not, God is still the name above all names. But if not, we hold on. But if not, we know. But if not, we will never ever let him go.
But if not?
It can be very hard sometimes to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. And ultimately, God knows what's best, and God works all things out for the good. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And just sometimes we can, it's a very hard truth to grab a hold of sometimes when you're facing something insurmountable, but if not, God is still God. God is still Amen. On the throne. God is, just because something doesn't go the way we want it to, doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love you. Doesn't No. mean that God's not wanting you in heaven with him. I've seen people shipwrecked when something doesn't go the way they want. And if it can be any reassurance that in spite of the outcome, Christ is still the solid rock on which we stand, and all other grounds are sinking sand. And that Jesus, if I can get that message out more than anything, is that Jesus loves you. Yes, he really does. And you'll understand it on the back end. The end will justify the means.
Amen.
But the last song on this album is a worship song. And I've never written a worship song before. And what better worship to sing than the same worship the angels in heaven are singing? And if you go read in Revelation, the songs that they're singing to the Lord is, I figure that's the songs we'll be singing throughout all of eternity.
Amen.
And this whole song is just, if there was such a thing, I believe, as a pure worship song, I believe this is it. So the Bible says that the angels of heaven rejoice when one sinner comes to repentance. And I believe that through this album, someone's going to get saved. And this last song on it is the song I'm going to sing. And it's the song that the angels in heaven are singing when a sinner comes to repentance. Amen?
Amen. So here we go with To God Forever.
Tribe and tongue sing, holy, holy, holy.
high and lifted up above all others. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God.
Nothing like worship, George. Beautiful.
Amen. So if you're still listening at this point, the thing I want to tell you is that God is on the throne. To God forever be the glory, the wisdom, the thanks, the honor, the power, and the strength. It's not in yourself. It's not in, as the album's titled, money, charm, and good looks. And when you're trusting in them things, you look like the goldfish in the blender from the outside looking in. Your faith is in the wrong things. And if I could tell you anything as you're listening to this, trust in the eternal. Get your eyes off the temporary and trust in the eternal. Put your faith and trust into Jesus Christ. Make him Lord of your life. Repent of your sins. And one drop of his precious blood that was shed on the cross can wash the vilest of sinners clean. Your Father in heaven loves you, and he loves you very, very much. You haven't gone too far. You haven't ran too far away. You can always come home. And if you want to be saved, and you're listening to this, pray this prayer with me right now in the name of Jesus. Say, Father God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. Forgive me of my sins and wash me in your precious blood. Make me white as snow. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and let my life be a testimony for you. And I give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Jesus, I thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed something like that, welcome to the family of God. And my prayer is that you would share this message with somebody else. You know, maybe you have a friend or a loved one or a family member that doesn't know the Lord, and this could be a timely message for them. And Jesus said, go therefore and preach the gospel unto all the nations, making disciples of them. And I don't want to be the person that buried his talents. And this is my attempt at taking what I believe the Lord has gifted me with and putting it to use to further his kingdom. So I thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your precious day to listen to this. And my prayer above all things is that it blesses you. God bless you.
May the Lord keep you. May you prosper and grow in his word. And if you said that prayer, make sure and get in your Bible and get in a good spirit-filled church and keep on keeping on. We love you. Thank you, George, for doing this.
Thank you.
Likewise.
He sat down in the back row, laid